Syracuse Common Councilors have passed Mayor Ben Walsh's first budget. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, councilors approved a $245 million spending plan that did not stray much from Walsh's original proposal.
Council Majority Leader Steve Thompson says aside from some changes in school spending that was prompted by the state budget, lawmakers agreed to the Walsh administration blueprint. It is a spending plan that includes an $11 million deficit, something Thompson says was an accomplishment for the rookie mayor.
Let's face it, the numbers that he was looking at before, $26 million versus $11 million, you know, that's a big change. And so we were impressed with that, and we'll see where it goes.
The spending plan keeps taxes steady and, among other things, pays for more police body cameras, new police and firefighter classes, and infrastructure improvements. That $11 million deficit will be wiped out by the city's dwindling savings account. Lawmakers also agreed to let the city look for help from the State Financial Restructuring Board, a panel that offers recommendations to help struggling local governments deal with fiscal issues. Walsh says any help is welcome as more projected deficits loom.
I see this as a step in the right direction in terms of developing a collaborative relationship with the council to work our way out of our fiscal challenges, but they are still very real. And until we're operating in the black, I won't see it as a true success.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.